Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com. That's how you find him. That's what he does, folks, and he's been helping us now for 7 years. He's been hanging out with us. Scott, thanks again for being here. What is a deep fake?
Always my pleasure. Well, deep fakes are it's basically a fake video, typically. And unfortunately, it is something that learns as it goes, and it gets better and better. Basically, it has it takes a bunch
You mean it gets better and better at being a fake? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And it'll basically take a lot of photos of somebody, so it's obviously very helpful if someone who has a lot of photos posted. And it will take them and basically analyze them and then digitally substitute that face for a face in the video. Now,
wow!
Because of the way it works, it has sort of two competing processors. One tries to create the fake, one tries to detect it. And as the processor gets better, then the other one gets better and better and better. And eventually it gets really, really hard to detect with the naked eye. Where they get typically used now is, of course, you know, the internet being what it is. Celebrity pornography has been a big thing. The actress, I believe, Scarlett Johansson, has effectively thrown up her hands because that's become such a common thing. There's so many pictures of her out here, and people are people. That's how some folks act. But where there's been a big concern also is creating events that never happened.
Yeah.
Like try and imagine someone's being like a candidate of some sort is being accused of, say, child abuse, something awful. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can create a fake video to go with it. And that's a real problem. There are technological methods to detect these things, but the question is, you know, the way our news cycle works.
But people see that and they believe it.
Exactly. So right now there is a new thing being put out by, I believe it's Facebook, Microsoft, MIT, the University of Oxford, and some others called the Deepfake Detection Challenge, where they're trying to find what's called an open source tool that basically anybody can use, companies, governments, media organizations, to better detect when a video has been doctored.
Mm-hmm.
And this is obviously really important because nowadays, with our elections coming right up, of course, what's going to happen is you'll start seeing more and more of these things deliberately manipulated to trick people into thinking a certain way, basically depicting an event that never actually happened.
Right.
Twitter,
so
for
folks,
example.
Start paying attention, and you know, we've all got to be – I've been saying this for a long time now, Scott. We've all got to become more discerning consumers of information. We've got to say, we just have to be better at get better at this. In this world where everybody's an editor, everybody's a publisher, everybody's an editorialist, we've got to, including the bad guys, we got to be careful. I've only got a minute or so. What's going on with Facebook and Russia?
Well, Facebook recently shut down basically a very large campaign. It was a number of Russian-backed accounts in Facebook and primarily Instagram. There were also accounts coming out of Iran, which were basically used, like this other stuff, to trick people. Anytime you see something that seems all too convenient to infuriate you about those terrible people on the other side, it's a good idea to stop and think, like, well, is this actually legit, even though I kind of want it to be? Because that's the thing. I don't know about you, but if someone's telling me what I, quote, want to hear, but they're doing it by lying to me, then
right.
I'm not so happy with it.
That's right.
And,
but our job is to identify the lies, to differentiate the truth from what's not. And we need companies like Facebook to help us with that. And we need to believe that they're agnostic politically, that they're not they're not leaning in one way or another, which so far we can't say that.
Well, believe it or not, that's one of the other lines of attack. If somebody censors your fake material, put out other fake material claiming that they're biased. And that's part of what makes it tricky. So a lot of what these Russian accounts were doing was they were pretending to be people from the U.S., local people.
Yeah.
And they would take steps to hide where they really were, who they really were. And some of these rules that Facebook is now putting out, new ones, actually require those Facebook pages to identify who they actually are.
This is all part of the digital ethical challenge that we've got and that we're going to continue to have, that I've been concerned about for a long time, as you know, Scott, and I know you are too. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good report today. Come back soon.
Love you.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Check out his website. You'll be happy when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.